There's a movie coming out about these guys.
Really?
It's Queen, yes. Crazy Little Thing Called Love. It really, I think, centers around Bohemian Rhapsody, I think. But
I believe that's the title.
Is
of
that
the,
what it is?
Yeah, that's the title of the song, or the movie is Bohemian Rhapsody.
But it does kind of cover Queen.
Coming out for the holiday season, I imagine.
Did you say coming out? That's funny.
I did.
I'm sorry, Eddie Mercury. It's my bad. But Crazy Little Thing Called Love. No, I think that'll be a great movie. I'm looking forward to that.
Looks interesting.
Who's playing Freddie Mercury?
You know, it was somebody I didn't know. I hadn't heard of the name, but
is he a dead ringer? Looks just like him.
I think he does. From what I've seen in the trailer previews, I think he does look like he does look like Freddie.
He's looking it up.
I do have some music news
for later, whenever you want. Well, let's hold it off.
I found the actor.
We'll tease.
There you go.
Rami
Malek heard of this guy.
Yeah. Is the actor for Freddie Mercury.
Okay. I've never heard of him.
No, I haven't either.
He's a newcomer.
But he does look like Freddie.
Okay. Good.
So, yeah, why not? You drive a Volkswagen, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time?
Yeah.
I had one once.
Farfugnugen.
Yeah. This day, 2003, the last classic VW Beetle rolled off the line.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know if that was still the group that had the engine in the back.
I think so.
Did you ever have a VW? I mean, a Beetle.
I never had a Beetle
Slugbug.
Or one that had an engine in the back. I guess
that
the Karmann
cool.
Ghia had the engine in the back, too.
Yeah.
But all the old Beetles had the engine in the back.
Sure.
I mean, does the new version?
No.
I've never looked.
No,
in,
they've,
under
they,
the hood
they've
of
got
the
it
new
right.
Version. They switched it.
They switched
okay.
it right.
All
yeah,
right.
We got the Germans set straight. Or they make it here in America. I have no idea.
That's some fine German engineering.
Yeah.
It has some get up and go. I do like it.
Mine that I had liked like 80. I mean, it was really quite happy, just settled right in at 80.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
it was
it's
nice.
It's tough in this town. There's nowhere you can go 80.
There's a few.
There might be a place or two.
There's a few places.
I was with a friend who was showing off a friend of his Corvette, and we were in town.
Okay.
There was a place.
All right.
And we went very, very, very fast.
If you've had it out 79, that was doable before they got all that construction
yes.
there. Now you're double the fine.
Yeah. Yeah, you may not want to do that on 390 either. They're making more mess over there.
Yeah.
Jinx Avenue's looking better, though.
It's going to be done probably by the end of August.
I hope so.
Yeah.
They just keep adding just a little
just
bit
a
more
little
asphalt.
More.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The road isn't straight yet. I mean, you still have it. Still a little bit of an obstacle course, but I'm sure they're going to fix that.
Oh, they are. Absolutely.
Of course they are. So it's Monday, and it is we're coming up on the end of the summer semester here at Gulf Coast State College, and that means, well, if you haven't turned your assignments in, you should do that if you're a student.
You should. You should also register.
That's
for
where
fall.
I was going. Because the registration or fall semester kicks off sooner than later.
It
I
does.
Believe it's the 20th. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The 20th?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's not far away.
My
All
mom
right.
is terrified because if I'm remembering correctly from the classes I've signed up in so far, one of them ends at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and she gets off at 4. And
yeah.
I have to drive her around right now.
Well, you know what? It's a take your mom to class kind of deal.
Maybe and, she'll learn something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe.
She can take notes for you.
There you go.
Yeah, or play on her phone.
One of those two.
Yeah. Anyway, so get registered for some classes. You can visit our website, gulfcoast.edu, or just come on out to the campus. People are here. The only day we're going to close is the week before that, like the 16th, I think.
Okay.
It's that Monday. And they close the campus down because everybody meets and we, you know.
Oh, right. That thing I skipped last year. Yeah.
Oh, shame on you. We all sing Kumbaya and hold our hands and hope that this fall semester goes well.
Yeah.
Those sorts of things.
Extra strong coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
You can send your mom to a fitness class while you take yours.
Yeah.
Just send her over to the gym for Zumba or kickboxing or something like that.
Yeah.
Where she can put some extra hours in over there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
At work.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're coming up on 9:15. We've got a break here in just a moment. And on the other side of that break, we've got music from Lenny Kravitz. Right now, though, it's a classic from John Lennon, giving some power to the people on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Sean Colvin and Sonny came home. I don't know where Sonny was at, but I'm sure glad Sonny came home.
He was on an adventure.
Yeah, I knew a girl named Sonny. So is this a boy Sonny or a girl Sonny?
I knew a girl Sonny as well.
Yeah. Before that, Lenny Kravitz in Fly Away.
Lenny's always great.
I like Lenny. Mm-hmm. Good guy.
He is a good guy.
You had some a little bit of music news for us, huh?
I do have some music news. This is probably the best one. I'll go ahead and start right there. A Tennessee judge has ruled that the three children of Glenn Campbell can contest the validity of his two wills that excluded them from any inheritance. I did not know that.
I didn't know that was a problem.
That he had excluded them, but apparently they did, and they are fighting that. The Tennessean reports that Judge David Randy Kennedy issued the ruling last week. His ruling states that Travis, Kelly, and Wesley Campbell intend to contest the singer's capacity to agree to the 2001 and 2006 wills that omit them. They say that these the three siblings also will contend that their father, who had Alzheimer's disease, was subject to undue influence. By whom? I'm not sure.
Probably stepmom.
Could be.
Probably.
A 2006 will was filed by Campbell's widow, Kimberly, who was named the executor of the estate. That will lists Kimberly and five other children as the beneficiaries. So that's interesting that, five kids are in and three kids are out.
I don't know.
So
now he had some kids that were playing on the road with him because it's in that documentary, and I wonder which. I don't know who's who.
I didn't know there were eight, but apparently five are more favored by Kimberly.
I don't know.
The other three are on the outs. Glenn Campbell passed away. It was almost about a year ago, last August.
Yeah. Have you seen the documentary?
I haven't.
I don't remember what it's called, but man, it is fantastic.
I haven't seen
it. It's really, really amazing stuff.
I need to catch that one. Roger Daltrey is set to release a memoir in October. That'll be called Thanks a Lot, Mr. Kibblewhite, My Story. Takes you through his early life and his career with The Who. And this is something that all Beatles fans have been waiting on the edge of their seat for. Yoko Ono is going to release a brand new album.
Oh, please.
It's going to be called Warzone, coming out in September.
It's going to sound like something like that. Blah.
And the album will have her reimagining 13 of her own songs that were originally released between 1970 and 2009.
Well, perhaps she'll reimagine them better than she did the first time.
It couldn't get worse, could it?
Don't say that.
I don't know. I just, you know, I thought as an artist she was good. As a musician, I thought, no.
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 Yeah. Well, I didn't know you could rent out Rome's Colosseum. But apparently you can. However, Beyonce and Jay-Z have not made the cut. And the folks that handle...
they have taste?
The folks that handle renting out the Coliseum have rejected a request by the power couple Beyonce and Jay-Z to rent the space for a new project.
Why
Sorry,
in the world would they want to do that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know if this really will help, but Bobby Brown is going to help build a domestic violence shelter in Atlanta, and that is in memory of his late daughter, Bobby Christina. I tried to figure it out too. Go ahead. I mean, Brandon's wrapping his head around it. He doesn't. Yeah,
he's gonna. Did you say he's gonna fund?
Yeah,
a domestic abuse shelter.
Yes,
Bobby.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Well, I mean, all right. Okay, this is a strange day in news.
I know. And thoughts and prayers to Loretta Lynn. She is mourning the loss of her brother. Of course, also the brother of Crystal Gayle.
That's right.
And his name is Herman Webb. He passed away Saturday at the age of 83.
Wow.
Cause of death unknown.
All right.
So there's your music news for this Monday.
All right. Well,
some
that's
really
interesting,
strange things in music headlines. That's what they do.
I have something
that's
to add to it.
That's what they do in Hollywood and Nashville.
1966. This song hit number one. The Troggs. A Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
Made it to the charts this day in 1966. It's a great song.
Great song.
It is.
Yeah.
It is 6:30. Wow. 9:30. We have a look at that weather forecast. News 13's Kara Murphy has that weather forecast. Joe Walsh on the other side of the break here on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. So I was going through the music archives this morning.
Yes.
Culling some things out because, you know, we've got that gigantic library.
I know.
sitting there.
Is that what you do when
sometimes.
I can't find you?
Sometimes.
You're in the record library.
Actually, I was just sitting in my office on the computer because I can go through all of that on my computer.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's where I was.
All right.
Yeah, the big window there. You can see me. Anyway,
okay. Yeah,
I was culling through our music, and mm-hmm. so we have a lot of stuff that's uncategorized.
Sure, yeah.
And so I was putting some things in the jazz category.
Oh, good. Thank you.
This was not one of them. I ran across it. I'm like, whoa, hey, great song. Joe Walsh.
Yeah, that's
he
not
was
jazz.
Hiding in there.
He was in the jazz category?
No, he was just in the everything else category.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a great song.
It is.
We're going to play that on the mix this morning.
Thanks.
So I pulled that right. That's fresh out of the musical vault.
Woo. You got the dust off that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wondered
put
where that song had gone.
Put it back in rotation.
Gone. Absolutely.
There's a lot of songs to put in rotation.
Yes. 1973, I think, on that one. So
good
it's,
one.
Yeah. Good one. Very good. What else do we have?
Well, I brought a vinyl play. And
yeah,
I,
you do.
I think that Brandon had some kind of... Did you have some kind of day in history? I don't know.
There's a lot going on in history today.
Or you already did it and I already forgot.
There's a lot, actually.
There's a lot going on. This day in 1999, the Blair Witch Project was released.
That's what he was going to tell me about.
Yes, that's what he was talking about.
Good movie.
Yeah, you were like in first grade or something, right?
Yeah.
I was like three, maybe.
Oh,
no,
seriously.
Actually... Today
now, did you see
to.
It later? Is this still?
I saw it later.
Is this still a cult classic?
Yeah, it's still a cult classic.
Okay.
I haven't seen it probably since 1999.
Yeah, I never saw the whole thing. The trailers mm-hmm. looked just too weird. It didn't look scary or fun to me.
I've never seen the remake.
Although, I haven't seen the
remake.
Yeah, there's a new
remake.
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although I will say, if you look at the original 1999, there's a theory online
mm-hmm.
where. The whole plot of the movie supposedly is three teenage indie filmmakers go to make a documentary about the Blair Witch, and they get cursed and haunted by the Blair Witch
right.
until they all die, blah, blah, blah. The theory goes that the two guys are the ones that killed the girl, and then the two just went off scot-free. That's the theory.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but you know what? It did kind of stir up more bedroom filmmakers.
Yes.
And if that could get in theaters, then look what I'm going to post on YouTube.
Exactly.
It's just really...
So there really was no YouTube. There was no YouTube in
there
1999.
There was no YouTube yet, but I think it really pushed people in that direction to say, hey, I'm just going to make my own film.
Yeah.
The camcorder kind of thing.
Now,
right.
One of the big things that the Blair Witch Project did was it implemented more of the budding internet technology for its marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is now a really popular thing where movies will create websites or they'll like what Jurassic World did when the first Jurassic World movie came out. They created a whole website that was like, hey, this is the park. You can schedule a visit to the park kind of thing.
Sure.
Like an interactive website.
Yeah, that's what they did with the mm-hmm. Blair Witch Project. So without Blair Witch Project, you wouldn't see those kinds of marketing things like that.
Right. They were forefront in internet marketing, too.
And speaking of bizarre things that happened on this day in history, 1976.
Okay. That was an interesting year.
Yes, Bruce Jenner wins the decathlon.
Oh, Bruce.
So let me get this straight, because I get these all kind of confused, because
okay.
I know that... Bruce is involved
There's
with the Kardashians.
There's nothing straight about this, so
okay,
we're
right.
So, probably not going to get it straight, okay?
Bruce is not Bruce anymore, right?
That's
He's
correct.
The one that has reassigned himself as...
That's correct.
What's her name?
Yes.
Brandon? No.
What's her name again?
I don't know.
You just made me forget her name.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but Bruce is Bruce is now Brucina or whatever, right? But he's in somehow involved with the Kardashians, yes?
That's correct.
How?
Because he's married to Mrs.
Married.
He is married to the former Mrs. Kardashian.
Okay.
Or, well, they did get divorced now that he's a she and, yeah. That's how he's involved.
That makes my brain hurt.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn.
Yeah, there you go.
When Caitlyn was Bruce was married to the ex-wife of... Mr. Kardashian, what's his first name?
I have
again?
No idea. he's dead,
isn't
he?
Name problem.
Is he alive?
Morning.
Is he dead?
He's alive. I believe he's
alive.
I
have no idea.
He's alive.
Nonetheless,
anyway,
this day...
That's what his involvement is.
1976, Bruce Jenner, as Bruce...
Yes.
...wins a decathlon.
Yeah.
Which I think is impressive, I think.
Extremely.
Yeah.
He's just an amazing athlete, or he was an amazing athlete.
Yeah. You know, speaking of all of that, let's get to that vinyl play.
Subject.
How about that?
I dusted this record off of out of my own collection. It's off their fourth studio album. This track did hit the top 40, but only hit a peak of number 16. Now, at this point, the band had huge success, but they're on their fourth studio album. They're starting to get involved in side projects like Power Station and Arcadia. You might know who I'm talking about by now. Andy Taylor was jamming with the LA rock band Missing Persons, and producer Nile Rodgers actually had to fill in some of the guitar tracks because the members of the band were just going this way and that. Here is Duran Duran, the title track off the Notorious album from 1986.
It's our vinyl play of the day.
Notorious!
It's our vinyl play of the day on the mix on 90.7 WKGC. Going back, what year, Tori, did you say that was?
1986.
There you go.
Yep.
It's our vinyl play of the day.
That's right.
It is about 15 minutes in front of 10 o'clock, and we're going to continue a little music from another great band of the 80s. Starship, you remember them?
Oh, sure do.
I think they had some different names. Anyway.
They did.
We built this city. We did so on Rock and Roll in the Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's Peter Frampton on the Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, and Jumpin' Jack Flash. It is, we're about 5 minutes in front of 10 o'clock.
All right.
Producer Brandon's going to kick us out here in a moment and take control.
It's a quick hour.
Yeah, it's always a quick hour. It's always, it's fun when you're having, or time flies when you're having fun. Something like that.
It's fun
like
when
that.
You're having fun?
Something like that, too. It is indeed fun when you're having
it's
fun.
It's Monday.
It is. And it's the start of a great week here because, like we said, classes wind up this week, and we're already preparing for the fall
for
semester
fall.
Here at Gulf Coast State College.
All right.
Visit our website, gulfcoast.edu, and get yourself registered for a class or two or three or five.
And if you come this Saturday to Super Saturday,
that's
the
right.
registration fee is
waived.
Yep.
Very nice.
So that's 9 to 12 this Saturday. You can
here at
stop
the Advanced
by,
Technology Center, yes.
Talk to the, advisors, people in financial aid, people that help you choose your classes, all those things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, well, we'll turn things over here to producer Brandon in just a moment. In the meantime, though, some music from Sugar Ray. This is called Fly. You're listening to The Mix. Have a great Monday right here on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. Brandon,